Well, the background is the State Intelligence Services, the SIS, that used to be called the National Intelligence Agency, submitted a dossier to the security forces alleging that they have uncovered some evidence of soldiers of the Gambia Armed Forces plotting to overthrow the government of Adama Barrow. So certainly no government, particularly in Africa and West Africa for that matter, a region that is prone to coups and counter-coups, would take such allegations lightly. They acted on it, and yesterday, Tuesday, until in the early hours of Wednesday morning, the Army High Command conducted a very thorough investigation, and subsequently, four of the alleged plotters were apprehended, who are now helping the military police command in their investigations. Meanwhile, the command continues to pursue three more alleged accomplices in this ongoing situation.
So the soldiers that have been apprehended, you say they are cooperating, is that correct?
Yes, I wouldn't want to use cooperating, but I think they are helping the military police with their investigations.
What does this have to do with the fact that the former president of Gambia, Yahya Jammeh, said earlier this week that he is going to be returning to Gambia soon? Is part of your investigation looking into this also?
Yeah, you know, when government launches investigations, they have to be very thorough and very lucid, so that at the end of the day, you know, nobody will be found wanting. The former president, Jammeh, made serious threats of his purported plans to return to the Gambia by hook or by miracles. So obviously, this has not played into the thinking of the government or the arrest or apprehension of these officers. However, it is still important to bear in mind that President Jammeh, that is, came to power through the barrel of the gun. So he's such a character who has ruled this country with an iron fist, threatens to return to power by all means possible. That is not also something government takes lightly.
In the meantime, about your country's security, my understanding is that the West African troops are still in the Gambia. Is that correct?
They are in the Gambia, and the economic forces belonging to the community of West African states, yes, their mandate actually has been renewed for another year. As you know, they continue to play a pivotal role in the Gambia's security apparatus. Were it not for them, it was going to be very difficult for President Adama Barrow to actually sit as president. Because when Jammeh lost to Barrow, he actually refused. He conceded and rescinded and decided that he was going to stay for good. So if it were not the might and power of these forces, he would have not actually left power. So their continuous presence in the Gambia is pivotal as the country restructures its military apparatus, its security forces for a more consolidated democratic Gambia.
Back to the former president, Yahya Jammeh. He mentioned in his statement this week that God was helping him to identify some genuine Gambians to make it possible for him to return. How concerning is this to your government?
Well, his relationship with God is something else. If you know Jammeh, the character, he has these mercurial tendencies. Guy who wanted to be an emperor, he believed he was a sheikh, a professor, who could barely read a verse from the Quran. So personally, the government is not actually bothered by his relationship with God, knowing exactly what the TRRC has unfolded as to his religiosity and stuff like that. However, his threats are threats of a former head of state who wielded enormous power, and those are not actually taken lightly.
It's a pleasure speaking with you. Thank you very much.
My profound pleasure.